Let's read together Numbers chapter 34. In this chapter, the Lord gives Israel the boundaries of the land that they were to possess, and also gives Israel the names of certain men from the 12 tribes to help Joshua and Eleazar the priest apportion the land between the 12 tribes. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 15. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance, the land of Canaan to its boundaries. Your southern border shall be from the wilderness of Zin along the border of Edom. Then your southern border shall extend eastward to the end of the Salt Sea. Your border shall turn from the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, continue to Zin, and be on the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it shall go on to Hazar Adar and continue to Asmon. The border shall turn from Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and it shall end at the sea. As for the western border, you shall have the great sea for a border. This shall be your western border. And this shall be your northern border. From the great sea you shall mark out your border line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall mark out your border to the entrance of Hamath. Then the direction of the border shall be toward Zedad. The border shall proceed to Ziphron, and it shall end at Hazar Enan. This shall be your northern border. You shall mark out your eastern border from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The border shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain. The border shall go down and reach to the eastern side of the Sea of Kinnereth. The border shall go down along the Jordan, and it shall end at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land with its surrounding boundaries." Then Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, "This is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the 9 tribes and to the half-tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad, according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance, and the half-tribe of Manasseh has received its inheritance. The 2 tribes and the half-tribe have received their inheritance on this side of the Jordan, across from Jericho, eastward toward the sunrise." Let's begin our study of Numbers chapter 34 with some background notes. At this point in the history of Israel, the children of Israel were on the plains of Moab, waiting to cross over the Jordan River and conquer the land of Canaan, which God had given them. In chapter 33, a review of their 40-year travels from Egypt to the plains of Moab was reviewed. And then at the end of chapter 33, specific instructions were given to the children of Israel for conquering the land. They were to drive out all the inhabitants of the land and destroy all idolatrous shrines and images. Now here in chapter 34, the specific boundaries of the land which Israel was to possess are given in the first half of the chapter. When we compare these boundaries to the land given to Abraham and his descendants under the Abrahamic covenant, we find that these boundaries here in Numbers chapter 34 are not as extensive as those under the Abrahamic covenant. Under the Abrahamic covenant, for example, the northern border went all the way up to the Euphrates River. So why the difference? The boundaries given here in Numbers chapter 34 define the land that Israel was to immediately conquer and occupy and divide between the 12 tribes. Even as it was, they didn't fully conquer and occupy this territory. Now, under the reigns of King David and King Solomon, Israel did rule over a good portion of all this territory and even controlled somewhat more than what's given here in Numbers chapter 34. However, Israel has never occupied all the land that was given to them under the Abrahamic covenant. But they will occupy this land in the future when they return to the Lord as a nation and the Lord restores all of this land to them. And certainly more we could give for background, but let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for Numbers chapter 34. So doctrinal point number 1, God determined the boundaries of the land of Israel. God determined the boundaries of the land of Israel. Who determined the boundaries of the land of Israel that are given here in Numbers chapter 34? Did Moses? No. Did Israel? No. Did an international governing body? No. God did. You know, that's true for all nations, by the way. Listen to what we read in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 8. When the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the peoples. Deuteronomy 32:8. And also Acts chapter 17, verse 26. And God made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Acts 17, 26. So God determines the times and land areas for all nations. And that goes all the way back to the scattering of mankind at the Tower of Babel and the Table of Nations in Genesis chapter 10. Now here in Numbers chapter 34, the Lord gives the specific boundaries of the land of Canaan that his people were to immediately possess. Let me describe the boundaries given here in general terms as you follow along on your Bible maps. For the southern boundary, start at the lower end of the Dead Sea and draw a half circle that starts down the Arabah and circles across toward the Mediterranean Sea and comes up and joins the Mediterranean Sea where the Brook of Egypt enters the Mediterranean. The Brook of Egypt, by the way, is not the Nile River, but the present Wadi El Arish. The western boundary was obviously the Mediterranean Sea, called the Great Sea here in verses 6 and 7. For the northern boundary, draw a line from the Mediterranean Sea about 60 miles north of Sidon, eastward, to about 75 miles northeast of Damascus, Syria. Now, the Mount Hor here in verse 8 is obviously not the Mount Hor of chapter 20 where Aaron died. That was somewhere south of the Dead Sea. And now for the eastern boundary, draw a line from the point which you have 75 miles northeast of Damascus, down to the Sea of Galilee, called the Sea of Kinnereth in verse 11. Continue the eastern boundary down the Jordan River, all the way to the starting point at the southern end of the Dead Sea, called the Salt Sea here in both verse 3 and verse 12. So this is a general description of the land boundaries given here in Numbers chapter 34. Notice that a good portion of what is Lebanon and southern Syria today is included within these boundaries. The total area would be somewhat larger than the area of the state of New Jersey. But think of the area of New Jersey as an approximation. In addition, there was the land area on the east side of the Jordan River that was given to the 2.5 tribes, as we see in verses 14 and 15. The important point here, of course, is that God gave Israel the land and the boundaries. The boundaries were not determined by Israel conquering the land. No, the land that Israel conquered was already given to them, including the boundaries given by God himself. God determined the boundaries of the land of Israel. Doctrinal point number 2. God determined the territories for the tribes of Israel. God determined the territories for the tribes of Israel. Verses 16 through 29. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, These are the names of the men who shall divide the land among you as an inheritance, Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. And you shall take one leader of every tribe to divide the land for the inheritance. And now from verse 19 down through verse 28, we have the names of the men from the 9.5 tribes that joined Joshua and Eleazar the priest to apportion the land. Notice that faithful Caleb is the representative from the tribe of Judah. And now the last verse of the chapter, verse 29. These are the ones the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance among the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. Back in Numbers chapter 26, we learned that after the second numbering of the children of Israel, God told Moses that the tribal territories in the land were to be determined by drawing lots. The larger tribes would receive larger territories, and the smaller tribes would receive smaller territories. I'm reading Numbers chapter 26, verses 52 through 56. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, To these the land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a larger inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a smaller inheritance. Each shall be given its inheritance according to those who were numbered of them. But the land shall be divided by lot. They shall inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. According to the lot, their inheritance shall be divided between the larger and the smaller. Numbers 26, 52 through 56. And look at verse 54 of chapter 33. And you shall divide the land by lot as an inheritance among your families. To the larger you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. There everyone's inheritance shall be whatever falls to him by lot. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. Numbers 33, verse 54. Now here in Numbers chapter 34, a representative from each of the 9.5 tribes was chosen along with Joshua and Eleazar the priest to apportion the land. That is, they would draw up 9.5 territories based on terrain and water supply and forest and grazing land and fields for planting and natural borders like mountains and valleys and streams, etc. Some of these territories would be larger than others. Then the tribes would draw lots. The larger tribes would draw lots for the larger territories, and the smaller tribes would draw lots for the smaller territories. We find the results of this planning and drawing of lots in the book of Joshua. Proverbs 16, verse 33 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord." Proverbs 16, 33. So God controlled what tribes would get what territories. What seems like chance is really determined by the Lord, even the drawing of lots. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. So God controlled what tribes would get what territories. God determined the territories for the tribes of Israel. Now, what about practical application for Numbers 34? Let God determine your territory. Let God determine your territory. Look back at what God says in verse 53 of Numbers 33. "I have given you the land to possess." And look at verse 13 of chapter 34. "This is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the 9 tribes and to the half tribe." So God gave the land, and God determined the boundaries for Israel, as we've seen in this chapter. Now, besides supporting the historical accuracy of the Bible, this chapter on boundaries and territories does have an application for us today. God is a God of detail, even in the matter of boundaries and territories. Now, do you see the spiritual application for us as believers? God gives each of us certain territory, certain spiritual gifts, certain talents, certain areas of ministry, various responsibilities, etc. God gives us this territory and expects us to possess and occupy this territory for His glory. We are not to try to grab more than what God has determined for us. And we are not to play God and determine our own territory, nor anyone else's territory. This leads to all kinds of problems in the church and in our own personal walk with the Lord as well. Let God determine your territory.